Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now, I am very pleased to say I am currently joined on the line with Eli Superfly. How's it going?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
That's good. I'm not too bad myself. Had a bit of a hectic show, but loving it. Great to have you here joining me on air today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, you released the newest single, No No. I think it was last week, right?
Yeah. Last Friday.
Yeah, very exciting. Absolutely love the new tune. How does it feel for it to be released out there to the public?
Yeah, it feels great. That one, yeah, I wrote it ages ago in like 2021.
Oh, wow.
And managed to record it in 2022. And yeah, just been sitting on it for ages. It's probably one of my favourites from the album. So yeah, just real happy for it to be out.
Yeah, for sure. I must say, absolutely love the new single, No No. It's been great listening to it. And can you tell us a little bit about the inspirations behind the single? I know you've said it was kind of an idea ready for a while ago, but if you could go into the inspirations behind what it's about.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it because I did write it quite some time ago, but it was actually during the second lockdown in New Zealand. I think I was just feeling pretty lonely, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Missing friends and family, was listening to like a lot of, I guess, heavier music at the time. And most of my flatmates were musicians as well, so I had so much gear to play around on. So I was just playing with new guitar pedals, borrowing my flatmate Baxter's guitar, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. Just trying out heavier music.
Nice.
Was listening to like kind of Deftones at the time, and I really liked the kind of vocal style of that kind of music, so gave it a go on that. But that's kind of how it came about. Yeah,
for sure. Very cool. Because I remember, I mean, we spoke last time about your other single that you released, Happy, and kind of about how it's a little bit more heavier as well than some of your older music that you've released, and it's kind of the same for this single, No No, where it's a little bit more heavier, grungier, but it's sounding great. Absolutely love it. And we've kind of talked about before, last time we chatted, you've got these singles being released in like anticipation for your album to come out very soon, right? How long away now is it until the album's out?
So that's being released on the 12th of July.
So
the full album's out 12th of July, and vinyls as well. So if you want to get a physical copy, you can grab one too.
Yeah, very excited for that album to come out, because I guess, like I mentioned, you can kind of sense the shift that your music's going into, and it's sounding amazing, and so very excited for the album to come out. And you're doing a tour, officially announced the tour for the album release. Very, very exciting stuff. The first show isn't too far away now. How are you feeling for it?
Yeah, really good. So the first show is on the 13th July at Meow in Te Whanganui Aotearoa. I'm really looking forward to it. We've kind of had like a bit of a band reformation or rejig. So have a new bass player, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be playing some kind of new songs as well, not on the album that's coming out. So it's going to be really fun.
That's
super
very
fun.
Cool. Even newer than this new album that's about to come out. That's very exciting. Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll be playing in Dunedin at The Crown on the 20th of July as well, which is very, very exciting.
Yeah, that's one. I'm really looking forward to that. I went and saw Sleeping Village play there.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe the start of this year or end of last year. I can't remember, but it was such an awesome venue. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's such a great place to be. It's going to be a very, very awesome show. Definitely all the listeners out there, go take a look, get some tickets to the show at The Crown, Dunedin, 20th of July. And now, we were mentioning earlier, pre-interview, that you were actually giving away a car as well in celebration of the tour, which is absolutely insane. Very cool. But like, unexpected, to say the least. What kind of why giving away a car? Tell us about that. What kind of inspired you to do that?
Well, the album's called Motor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with Ben from VMorg. Yeah. He's putting on the tour. And he was just like, you know, like, just, why don't we just give away a car, you know? Like, try get some people to come along. That was kind of just the main idea, really.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, try something new, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely very new, very original idea, I must say. I mean, I'd be happy to win a car, to be honest. But we did also mention before the interview as well that I was following your social media and looked like you got hit by a bus in Wellington in the car that's been given away.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it was parked on our street.
Oh, no.
At my flat, and then... Yeah, the other night came home and it was, it had been reversed into, I think, 4 or 5 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was super awesome. Like, that being said, still going to give away a car.
Yes.
We're looking to get that one fixed. Everyone's entry that have entered so far, still in the running to win it.
Very good, very exciting. I must say, it is quite funny though. The buses in Wellington, I was mentioning earlier, they do scare me just a little bit. I actually remember kind of similar, but not quite. I'd parked my car on a hill in Wellington and there was someone wrote me a really nice letter saying, you should move your car because a bus nearly hit it today. So luckily not quite the same case as yours where you did get hit by a bus, but they're pretty, it's pretty scary. You got to be careful.
Yeah, they're wild, man. Shout out, Midland.
Anyway, go check out the car giveaway to all the listeners out there. You'll want to be in to win it. Who doesn't want a car? I'd be happy with another car because I got to get rid of my car, so I want another one. So everyone listening, nice. Go check it out. but also, for the new single as well, we'll just go back to that for a second. You also released a music video for the single, which is very, very cool. Absolutely love it. Really fitting to the song, to be honest. Can you tell us a little bit about the recording process for the music video and kind of what went into making that?
Yeah, so I approached Damon, Jack Berry, about doing it because I've been working with him for a couple of years and I just really admire kind of his work and his aesthetic, and then also Riley as well. He's done a lot of stuff in the past, which I've just like thought was super cool. It has that kind of DIY look to it. Yeah. And it really was just, I just said, should we do a music video? And they're like, yep, come up to Auckland on this date. We kind of planned roughly maybe what it would look like, but I think we just went up there just kind of with an open-ended vision. We just spent like a whole day just like walking around Auckland in the rain, managed to get some sunshine, which was great as well, but just literally just filmed random things. It was just like, should we go look at that? Oh yeah, go stand there, go sing to the camera there. And then they just did just put their magic on it and just kind of made it really awesome.
It turned out really cool. I guess that is quite a cool way to do it as well, kind of trust the process, go with the flow. Turned out awesome, I must say. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, no, I'm super stoked for it. Super duper stoked.
Yeah, it's very cool. Definitely recommend checking out the music video for No No, everyone listening. I'm a sucker for a music video. I think they always look so good, well, most of the time. And this is one in that case. It turned out pretty cool. So definitely go check that one out. But yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show this evening and having a little chat about the new single, and very excited for the album to be released, as well as a Dunedin show, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, for sure. No, thanks so much for having me,
Yeah, thank you. That was Eli Superfly talking about their new single, No No, and upcoming tour, which is very exciting. So go and check that out. Coming up next, we have the single No No from Eli Superfly. So I hope you enjoy and keep it locked on the one.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.